Hello?
Hi, Tara. We're good to go.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with your year of graduation, including if that was spring, summer, fall, and your major.
So I graduated in 2012, the spring of 2012. I originally started as a dual major in music business and CWP. But then towards the end, I kind of dropped CWP and ended up just music business.
Understood. Music business has multiple tracks, like management track, entrepreneur track, a couple others. Do you recall which track you did?
I think, oh God, was I was either management or marketing. I don't remember if one.
Okay, no worries. And what was your principal instrument?
I was voice.
Cool. All right. We will get to your history later. But for now, tell us about your current job. What do you do? Where do you do it?
So my current job, I am an account manager at a strategic branding and design agency. And we are located in Brooklyn, New York, in Dumbo.
Got it. The title account manager can mean different things. I've sometimes heard it used in the sense of just somebody who makes commission-based sales, and also I've heard it in the sense of here's your customer, and you're the person who sort of keeps track of the accounts and keeps the customer happy and ideally generates more business. Could you sort of describe a little bit, you give the broad overview of what it is you do?
So for me, it of course it is a bit of a broad title, but for me at my particular agency, because we are a smaller agency, we tend to wear many hats. We're as an account manager here, it's both new business development and current client management. It's a little bit of both. In a way, you also have to have a bit of a creative sense about you in reviewing some of the strategies that we put forth to clients, some of the design work, and really being able to speak to it in a way that is salient, to the clients so that you can progress the project on in a way that it needs to move forward.
Got it. By the way, what's the name of the company you work for?
PI Global.
Letter P, letter I, Global. Does that stand for something?
Originally, it was packaging innovation, but because we've been moving so, it was established a while ago,
Got it.
and we've been moving so much more into the strategic realm. I think we abbreviated it to PI, but it's always been PI.
Sure. You said it's one of the smaller places. Is New York? You're in the New York area, right?
Yes.
And is that the one office they have?
No, actually, the home office, the headquarters office, is located in London,
Okay.
and we are a satellite office, and then they also have a satellite office in Mumbai, in India.
Got it. About how many people are in your satellite office, would you say?
I actually cannot say.
Okay, no
Yeah,
worries.
it's a bit of a gray area.
Okay, sure, no problem. And I was going to ask about how many account managers there are, but I'm guessing that's also off topic.
No, I mean for that there are definitely a few of us.
Okay.
There are way more design teams than there are account managers, if I could put it that way.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And I would say I don't ask people like how much they're paid, but I am curious because you mentioned that there's some new customer development about, let's say, the structure of your pay. Like, is it, salary only, salary and commission only? Is there like a quota you're expected to hit? Is it?
As an account manager, if you're not really new business development works, I think works more if you're specifically new business, they work more on that kind of like commission type basis. As an account manager, It's pretty much strictly salary, unless there's a couple of other asides that you might have once in a while. But for us, no, regardless, your kind of stature and ability to elevate yourself within the company and grow is obviously based on the amount of work you're managing, and that would be that would stem from your the work you're able to garner from your clients, and then obviously if you bring in new accounts, it only adds to that.
Sure. So it pays off in the long run, even if you don't say X percent.
Exactly.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. And you referred to Pietro Eschel as a strategic branding agency. So is in layperson's talk, is that like a marketing firm then that has lots of clients?
It's not marketing. So we are actually the step before marketing.
Okay.
So how branding works is and how we approach it is to ensure that you, number one, have a proposition that is true to you. So usually brands come to us, they have somewhat of a history established, or they could be just starting, but they have some kind of fundamentals or beliefs that they have as part of that brand foundation. So we will take that foundation that exists, whether it's existed for 60, 100 years, or whether it's just starting and it's in the formative stages. And we kind of tease apart areas where we might see relevant. We do look at the market. We're always understanding what's currently happening, you know, out there with other potential competition for whatever brand is with us. But once you pull that foundation and those pieces together, we look at kind of how to structure a bit of a DNA and a world that we would want consumers to live in. It's a very collaborative process with our clients. So that's kind of the starting point for that.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm still, let's say, I don't know, flaunting my ignorance here, like, what is it that you produce? Like, I could see one agency could be like, here we did this advertisement, or here we did this, you know, here's a new product we think you want to develop, or something like, what you deliver to the customer?
So a lot of times, there's always a deliverable in regards to an assessment of a strategy. So we sell strategy, and the deliverable essentially is how it's presented to the client. So there's the physical, tangible element of it would always be somewhat communicative, from a verbal language perspective. And strategy meaning, how do I put it? Statements of intent, or basic propositions or platforms for which that brand can buy into. And then obviously down the line, it would be backed by, visuals like design.
Does your company do the visuals, or are you sort of like, okay, and now you should go find someone to do your visuals?
Oh, no. We do. We are very, very much a visual branding.
Got it. Interesting. So do you mind sharing roughly of just order of magnitude, like how many clients do you work with?
I can't give the exact kind of number figure, but we do work currently, our bigger clients are mainly blue chip stock type of companies, like big companies. We do a lot of work. I don't want to give out the clients per se.
Sure.
If you rank it from an agency perspective, We work with anyone from your big A Fortune 500 companies to your C companies that are kind of, again, very startup or formative, et cetera. So there's a breadth of of client range. But you're obviously, you know, the big jobs that you do get and the most consistent business does come from your bigger companies in regards to the foundation of what you need to keep moving.
Sure. And I'm sorry, I probably may not have, I don't know if this changes things. When I asked, like, how many do you work, I didn't so much mean your company, but I meant, like, you as an individual. Like, I'm trying to get a picture of, like, when you say you're an account manager, is it like these are the 1 to 3 accounts that are yours, or are you, you know, managing 50 different accounts, you know, 2 or 3 of which you deal with on a given day?
For me, because we keep such salient relationships with our clients, mm-hmm. it's more based on how many projects you're currently withholding, and that it's usually on a monetary basis. So it's kind of how much, from a project perspective, the amount of work that you're managing and overseeing and handling, even if it's just with one client, there could be multiple projects with just one client, especially in the larger companies.
Sure.
It's really kind of monetary in some ways.
Got
it. Your money you are responsible for.
Sure. Can I just ask, like, what's the duration of a typical project as far as your point of, you know, you're concerned? Like,
duration?
Like, in terms of month, right? Is it a couple weeks, couple months, a year?
Well, it depends. It depends on the project, and it depends on the brief that is received from the client and what the need for the brand is. So some projects that we get in are really small, and it's a short ask, and it might be, you know, a month or a couple months. Mm-hmm. Some projects last for years.
Got it. I was going to say, when you said really small, a couple months, I'm like, well, a lot of people, that might be a big project.
Oh, yeah, no, the projects that we're working on, I mean, they're years. Some of them are years.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Hey, one question. I'm sure it varies, but, like, roughly how many hours a week do you work?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm still in my office right now. it really depends. Some weeks you are here maybe, I would say, 50 hours. But, I mean, you can be working weeks where it's every day. You're here 12, 13, 14 hours a day.
Well, I've heard that it can be very intense like that in New York.
Yeah.
I had spoke recently with somebody who moved to Florida. And I was like, how's it like? He's like, oh, yeah, Miami's a relaxed place. I work 50 hours a week. And I'm like, that's relaxed? He's like, oh, New York, it would be 80 or 90.
Yeah, it's pretty. 50 hours is easy. Yeah.
Sure. Hey, and would you be able to, like, obviously you don't name names and all that, but, like, could you sort of take us through your typical day at work? Like, I'm just sort of curious, like, what is it that you're doing?
So a typical day, for me, again, some days it can be a lot of client admin and, you know, paperwork, billings, invoicing, proposals, emails, phone calls with clients. And then in the interim of all that, account managers are always involved in any kind of strategic reviews or design reviews, because we are essentially the voice of the clients in many ways in those reviews. So we always kind of have to wear that hat.
Meaning you're talking to other people internally about what the clients are looking for.
Yeah. Because we are the ones that retain the most dialogue with our clients. Mm-hmm. And obviously we're there with meetings and we understand the context of the feedback and what's going on. So it really does range. But there's, again, because it's a smaller agency, when you are an account manager at a bigger firm, I would assume it's really kind of just like, you know, phone calls, pushing paper and managing kind of timings and money and proposals and things like that. But because of the structure of the agency that I work at, and there are days that you can really be having to be very creative and involved in a lot of the reviews. and a lot of the strategy and design that's happening. And some days you really are just inundated with proposals and phone calls and admin and making sure you're just keeping up to date with all of that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, hey, to qualify for these interviews, one of the criteria you have to hit is that you enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
So I'd love to, if you could articulate, you're definitely speaking about a lot of knowledge and enthusiasm, but like, what is it about being an account manager and or working in the field of branding that you enjoy?
I think it's, for me, it's definitely more the field of branding. Because even when I was at Berkeley, I started in branding, doing working for street teams for a New York-based company when I was in Boston at school. So I had already kind of been involved in it and really interested in how brands can kind of marry themselves to the lifestyle of artists and kind of in a way that monetizes a relationship that's relevant to the consumer. So I started that interest at Berkeley, and it kind of continued when I was here into New York. I started in, again, I got an internship at the company I was working remotely for at Berkeley. And then I came here, worked a lot for liquor companies.
Yeah, we'll go deep into the history in a few minutes.
Yeah, and then I ended up here. So it really is the branding for me. When you're at school and when a lot of people think they understand how to communicate a brand and brand themselves, even as a musician. But until I worked at PI, I never understood the DNA of what it meant to actually do that properly. So that's kind of, for me, the highlight of why I'm here. Well, there's never a dull moment, and you're constantly learning.
Okay, you know? I was going to ask, you've talked.
Oh, hello?
Sorry, I accidentally muted. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
I was like,
okay, yeah, sorry. My headphone set has a little mute button that gets hit sometimes. So I was going to say that, like, I get that you sort of like branding.
Yeah.
I guess I'll sort of just to zoom in a little bit, like, what is it? Like, you said you're learning a lot. That's cool. If there's anything else, like, what is it about branding specifically that, you know, makes your blood flow?
Because in some ways, the way we do it at PI, it's very similar to music in some ways, because it's understanding the DNA of an emotion, and what you want to communicate from, again, an emotional perspective, and how to bring that to life from not only a visual perspective, but a communicative perspective. So you really become a storyteller. You bring something new to the world, and it's exciting when consumers can kind of, you see consumers gravitate towards that. Even in research studies, when consumers are intrigued and feeding back on the strategies or the designs that you're proposing to them, there's an intimacy there. With understanding the market and really having to be in tune to the world that we live in, that I think for me is ever evolving, and that's why I enjoy it.
Very cool. All right. Well, hey, you gave us a brief overview, but let's take it back now to 2012.
Yeah.
And again, we could go back further if you want to talk about street team experience. Like, I don't know. I mean, were you thinking you were going to be working in branding at that point? Like, sort of put us in your headspace and sort of what you were at and where you were up to, and then we'll go kind of in detail one step at a time from there to where you are now.
Yeah, I mean, when I was at school, originally I wanted to be a producer, to be honest, and I was kind of working in that, and I was trying in it, and I had teamed up with a fellow student from Berkeley, And, you know, we did our thing and we made a go at it. And it, you know, it worked and then it kind of fizzled. So I came to New York and I looked for.
And when you say this was a producer, is this while you were a student that it kind of came and went, or is
yeah.
there, got it.
Yeah.
So then after Berkeley, you get to New York. Are you from New York originally, by the way?
I'm from Pennsylvania. So I came from the Poconos, so it's close to New York. So I've always kind of been familiar with the city.
Got it. So you decided then after graduation to move to New York.
Yeah. So actually for my last semester while I was at Berkeley, I was commuting back and forth. So I was completing my internship in New York and commuting to Boston once a week to finish up a couple of classes.
Wow.
I worked at first for Cornerstone. A lot of people will know them by their magazine, which is the Fader magazine.
So this is your internship?
Yes, this is my internship, and that's who I was also doing kind of street team stuff for when I was still in school. So I ended up working with them, interning with them. And again, their whole proposition was kind of like brands are the new labels. And I always thought it was very interesting. And they had a magazine under them. They had multiple different music labels under them where they took artists on and really grew them just through guerrilla marketing. And so I learned how to really connect on like a hustle type of street level with people. And just kind of word of mouth and not just through street marketing, but also online and digital marketing, how to really build an artist and their brand. And so from there, you know, my internship completed and I went to another agency that's no longer around, but they were called Maximum Impact.
How did you get this job with this next agency?
I applied through, I guess, a headhunter. They placed me there.
Got it. And could I ask, was this next agency like a music-focused one also?
Or? No. They worked strictly with liquor companies.
Got it. Could I quickly ask them? Because, well, you applied to headhunter, placed you there. I mean, were you intending to stay in music or were you just like, I like branding, let's do it? Or
I was kind of like, I like branding, let's do it.
Okay, that very cool.
Yeah. and so I went there. I worked there for a few years, and I was more on the production side of things. So we took a lot of people's designs for what we wanted certain events to look like or installations in stores. Or even down to like different corporate events, things like that. And we would receive essentially these 3D designs of what they wanted the space or any type of display or piece, merchandising piece to look like, and we had to produce it. So I was on the production end at that point.
Sorry, you said 3D design, so producing like actually like setting up the displays or generating.
Yeah, we would produce them. We would make them. So you had to understand how to essentially bring a concept to life, which honestly, in a way, is kind of like production. And it's in production music. It's a very different thing to produce something physically, to have to understand how the remit of that works. But it's a similar creative process in some ways.
Gotcha. Yeah. And you said you worked at this company for a few years?
Yeah, I would say, probably no, like two, maybe I was there 2.5 years, I think, 2 years. And then I went to PI, where I currently am.
Sure. Can I ask just about that transition? What was sort of what sparked that? And
I was feeling kind of, I just wasn't into it anymore, to be honest. The production side of things in regards to like having to kind of physically do all that stuff and understand the materials and the remit of all of that, I just wasn't as into it. And I just wanted a different vibe, a different atmosphere, and I just felt like I needed to keep moving forward. and be more creative in some ways. And that's when I came to PI.
Sure. Just the last passive voice. Is this another case of you went online or you contacted the headhunter? And
Yes, I applied to so many jobs, before, like for a whole month, I just kept sending out resume. And it was almost kind of like perfect kismet that I met with PI. So in some ways I was like, this has to be meant to be. And it was a quick process. Within a week I was hired. And yeah, again, it was through someone that I had found online who worked at a hiring company, that sure. I guess PI had outsourced to, and he was the one who kind of placed me.
Got it. And just to be clear, you were hired, if I'm doing the math right, so we're talking like early 2015, is that right?
Yeah, I've been here for 3 years.
Yeah, and were you hired into your current role?
No. I was actually a business, I forget my old title, something business development coordinator. And I was really heavily focused on assisting the main kind of new business director with whatever he needed. It was a lot of research, a lot of market research, a lot of research on competition, finding potential clients who might be a good fit for us, and making plans on how to best outreach to them. So that's how I started. But I was also supporting the accounts team. So again, because we're small, you have to kind of juggle some things. But and one of the senior accounts people left, and I fell into the account management role and just was good at it. So
they were like, you already know this already, so
yeah,
I'm gonna try this. Okay, can I just ask, did moving into accounts management, was that sort of lateral move, or was it sort of like a salary bump and a semi promotion?
Oh, definitely a bump and a promotion.
Very nice. Well, congratulations. Yes. How long were you there until you moved into this role?
It happened pretty quickly. I was here for a year or so, and then I progressed into the actual account management role.
Very cool. And just speak with, if I ask, I'm unfamiliar, like there are some jobs which people are expected to do for a very long time, and then there are other jobs which sort of very naturally lead to the next one. For example, many people who work at a computer company start in tech support and then do something else. Or, you know, many salespeople start doing, quote, inside sales and then graduate to outside sales. I was curious, like, is there kind of the logical next step for account managers?
I guess in some agencies, I mean, you'd be promoted to account director and then maybe business director, et cetera, et cetera. Here you can follow that same path. But also what I have kind of found, again, just based on a lot of where I was creatively, mm-hmm. and what the skills I do possess creatively, that were kind of honed in on, especially in the CWP role that I was in, and just being involved so heavily in music at Berkeley, is my ability to be able to understand strategy. So for me, there's sort of a parallel path that I'm kind of in right now, mm-hmm. where I'm definitely in an account management role, but I'm also building that sort of strategic creative role here as well. So it's a bit of a dual type of path that I'm on. Right,
very,
now.
Very cool. All right. Hey, let's move on to the third part of the interview. So of three. And first, next question for you, and I would preface it by saying there's no right or wrong answer,
mm-hmm.
is these days, what's your current relationship with music?
I enjoy it. That's really my relationship with it. I mean, I still at times do get the inspiration to like write a little bit, and things like that. But my God, before, when I graduated Berkeley, it was my entire life. But I've now I still feel you know, the same kind of love for it when I listen to it, when I hear it, when I just use it to escape in some ways. But it's more of a meditation piece in my life right now, rather over anything else.
That's cool. And just to be clear, would you say, like, would you use it or it's meditation piece? Like,
yeah.
Are you sort of creating / playing it, or are we talking almost all listening to it?
It's really listening. I do still enjoy finding a lot of, like, new artists and discovering new music and things like that. But and honestly, I produce, like, some videos for the agency now. So I still use it, and I still use it to foster and generate kind of like visual ideas in my mind for how something should look or how something should feel. And I do still have that relationship to sound when I have to generate some of these videos and,
gotcha.
And put things like that together. So that would be something I do still currently do in my job. But yeah, it's very on a recreational basis. It's just listening, yeah. Unless I'm actually using it.
Perfectly fine. Very cool. So, and actually part of your answer you partially answered my next question, although I'm going to ask it anyway, cause there may be more you want to add to it,
uh-huh.
Which is, let's say I see lots of account managers, relatively few of them have music degrees.
Yeah.
So, like, let's assume that you would have gotten your college degree somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But let's say, you know, relative to getting, you know, some random liberal arts degree or something, like, or business degree, is there anything you feel your Berklee education / experience did particularly well to prepare you for what you're doing now?
Yeah. I think it's something natural that the Berklee community has is the ability to have openness and a different kind of just sensory understanding of our surroundings. And it, for me, it allows me to perceive consumer behavior and just behavior of people in a very different way. And I know that, and honestly, to just be able to take a step back and listen to something or see something or just have an idea in mind and create a visual kind of sensory for it and bring people into a world and the understanding of that. So for me, I will always kind of retain with me just like the beautiful community and aura and feeling that Berklee has. And I think that's definitely kind of helped carry me in some ways.
Okay. Very nice. Let's turn that question around now. Because Berklee gives that one degree, a bachelor's of music, and you went there knowing that. And indeed, it seems like your Berklee experience did kind of set you up then to work in branding. And, you know, you've had a good career in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
All that said, is there anything where you look back at your Berklee education, you say, you know, hey, it would have been really useful to have learned this while I was at Berklee, and they could have taught it to me, and they didn't. Anything missing or incomplete?
I think the one thing that might be lacking just in the business department is the understanding of the online community in regards to business. I think it's a bit of an older model that you're taught from a business perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's valuable and it's great in conversation, but I think when you actually have to get out there and start from zero, unless you're working in a company, you lack kind of the knowledge of how powerful a digital and online presence and community can be.
Got it. All right. Very fair. So my next question for you is, I mean, you sort of figured out what you wanted to do while you were still doing your internship. I could say that that's, for the people I talk with, you're the exception.
Yeah.
Not unique, but rare.
Right.
And I guess my question is, like, I'm sure you're aware then that a lot of other people who are maybe recent grads haven't yet found that path. And there's even, let's say, a lot of people at Berkeley, maybe in their last year, staring out into the big scary world and going, oh my God, what happens next? So
Yeah.
like, for either or both of those groups, what advice do you have?
I would just say that creativity goes a long way. And there's nothing wrong with kind of exploring different prospects and different opportunities while you have the time and ability to. I think a lot of times you forget how young you are when you graduate and how much experience you don't have. For me, I don't want to say I lucked into my positions because it's always been something that I've had in mind, but I kind of just allowed the natural organic process of finding my way guide me. And I just literally like absorbed everything I could, even if it wasn't a place I wanted to be. I absorbed what I could, took in what I needed to take in, and moved on. So again, I would just say know who you are and just have kind of an idea and a goal in mind, and the process will naturally follow and fall into place. You are younger than you think you are when you get out.
That's great. So to sort of zoom in a little bit, I think you're my 124th interview.
Wow.
Actually, I think it's 126, actually. So point is, that a lot. You might be my second account manager.
Okay.
So point is, I don't think anyone's going to listen to 125. But
right,
the people listening to this, therefore, are the ones who said, huh, account manager. Let's see what that's all about. And frankly, the ones who made this far have decided that this is kind of interesting.
Right.
So let's say for somebody, and again, I'll do it as an and or, someone who's either like, hey, account management, it's kind of cool, but, you know, it doesn't have maybe that same, you know, make a sale or don't pay your rent pressure that some sales jobs do. But at the same time, you know, it can be much more relationship based. Like, this seems like the kind of cool mix of interacting with customers while at the same time maybe a little less cutthroat. So basically someone who's like, hey, this is cool, like, deal me in, how do I kind of get a job in account management, what advice do you have for them?
You have to be very good with people. You have to know how, even when you are right, how to accept an opinion, and the fact that the client is always going to have to be right in some senses, and understand when to be political, and understand, again, when to push back, when to not. It really is a job where you have to understand behavior patterns. And you have to understand people and just know how to have the stamina to be able to be involved in very difficult situations.
Got it. Great advice. All right. Well, hey, Tara, I only have one last question for you.
Yeah.
Which is, you have the mic. Is there anything we missed? Anything else you'd like to say?
No. I would just say to anyone who is listening to this, just be grateful for the Berkeley community, and always use the Berkeley community and keep your friends that you met there close, because there is a bond and a connection with the people that you meet while you're there that you will never lose and you'll always have. So just cherish that while you can.
Oh, that's great. Great note to end on. So, hey, Tara, thank you for making the time here. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Of course. Thank you, Kevin, for allowing me to be your 120-something
interview. and by the way, look for a message from me on LinkedIn in the very near future.
Okay, I will do.
All right, great. Have a wonderful evening.
You too, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, bye.